Ladies and gentlemen, Benham, are there's good news?
It's time again for Donald
Trump
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down, black or white,
legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make-believe in Donald
Trump
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
You are witnessing the single greatest witch hunt in American political history, led by some very bad and conflicted people. Hashtag MAGA.
Be Heil. Heil.
Donald Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil. Heil.
Donald Trump.
Space.
Donald Trump
says,
I am being investigated for firing the FBI director by the man who told me to fire the FBI director. Witch hunt.
Be Heil. Heil.
Donald Trump.
Space been hurt.
Donald Trump
says,
I am being investigated for firing the FBI director.
Be Heil. Heil.
Donald Trump.
Space. Are we not the Superman? Are you pure Superman?
Yeah, he is the Superman.
Super duper Superman.
Is this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good. We would leave it if we could.
We bring the world new order.
Donald Trump.
This world new order. Everyone a foreign race. We love
Donald Trump.
Space when we bring to the world disorder. When
Donald Trump
says,
I am so thrilled to be back here with all of my friends in Little Havana.
Be Heil. Heil. Riding.
Donald Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil. Heil. Riding.
Donald Trump.
Space.
I want to thank Little Havana. Oh, Havana, we love. Do we love it?
Be Heil. Heil. Riding.
Donald Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil. Heil. Riding.
Donald Trump.
Space.
Quiet, please. We're now in session. Mr. Comey, thank you for joining us. I call the hearing to order, please. Attorney General Sessions, thank you for joining us. You look absolutely adorable. We are interested in your one-on-one meetings with Trump, specifically the private dinner you had on January 27th. So let's get right to it. Mr. Comey, we know the president gets two scoops of ice cream with dessert. How much ice cream did he allow you to have?
None.
Okay. Quiet, please. Mr. Sessions, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you?
I do not.
Thank you. That'll do. Mr. Sessions, it is believed that you may have somehow colluded with the Russians during Donald Trump's campaign.
That is false. This is what happened.
I'll ask the questions. Thank you.
Did the Russians hack Hillary?
No doubt.
Did the Russians back Mr. T?
I don't recall.
Are we all under attack?
I'm confident.
Why'd you meet
with Kislyak?
I don't recall.
Lies and greed, when will they lead to all of his Russia ties?
Oh, well, oh, well, oh, well, oh.
Tell me more, tell me more. Are you just sour grapes? Tell me more, tell me more. Do you think he's got tapes?
I don't.
Uh-huh.
I don't.
Uh-huh.
I don't.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't.
Donald Trump made Comey feel weird. Said he hoped that Flynn would be cleared. Did he lie? Did he obstruct? Is he safe? Or is he uh-oh? Phony facts, they won't distract from uh-oh, those Russia ties.
Oh well, oh well, oh well, oh.
Tell me more, tell me more. Did you break protocol? Tell me more, tell me more.
Tell me!
I don't recall.
Uh-huh.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
I don't recall.
Whatever, girl.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recall.
Uh-huh.
No doubt. I don't recall.
Was his cell phone calling long dist? Why does your stone walling persist? You got sacked out of the blue. How much of that was 'cause of you? Russian heat. Oh, how he'll tweet to deny all those Russia ties. Tell me more, tell me more. You recused yourself, but tell me more, tell me more. Recused, like, from what?
Putin's on top, Putin's on top, Putin's on top, Putin's on top. Putin's
did Trump get caught with hookers and pee? Do you make cookies inside of a tree? This ain't a joke, it's not okay. And when there's smoke, you know what they say?
I don't recall.
Russian hacks, cyber attacks, and oh, those Russia ties.
I don't recall.
Tell me more, tell me more. Is James Comey a snitch?
Yes.
Tell me more, tell me more. Is your boss Putin's bitch? Guess there's nothing now but to wait. One more question. Are you really 6'8"?
Yes.
Hot. Though you took a solemn vow, still feels like we're in Moscow. Russian schemes, what could they mean? But those Russia ties.
Russia ties. Russia ties.
I don't recall.
Thank you. First, let me say I was shocked and appalled by the news of yesterday's shooting. Today, we must come together and abandon hateful rhetoric on all sides. From the marauding Mexican rapists to the New Jersey Muslims still celebrating 9/11. From the enemies of the American people at the New York Times to the haters and the losers at the Washington Post. Unity is not just a tremendously talented stripper at Scores. Unity is also a concept I've been told I'm supposed to care about.
Do you have any words that could calm an anxious nation?
Yeah. Run for your lives. We're under siege. There's an army of liberal zealots operating under direct orders from Shakespeare and Kathy Griffin.
Sir, do you honestly believe that?
That's what they said on Fox News, so that's what I'm going with.
Sir, can you comment on reports that the special counsel is investigating you for obstruction of justice?
I would never obstruct justice. She's an even more talented stripper than you. And she's blind. And we all know that. We all know justice is blind.
Now remember, Trump eventually admitted that he fired former FBI Director James Comey because of the Russia investigation. But at first, his team claimed the move was based on a recommendation from Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, the same guy who later appointed Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Of course, Trump ignored all that backstory and tweeted on Friday, "I am being investigated for firing the FBI director by the man who told me to fire the FBI director, Witch Hunt."
I was going to fire Comey. My decision.
President Trump tweeted Friday, I am being investigated for firing the FBI director. According to the president's lawyer, however, Jay Sekulow, the president is not under investigation.
When they fly high like a bird up in the sky. When they go down in circles.
The president is not under investigation by the special counsel. The president, as James Comey said in his testimony, and as we know as of today, the president has not been and is not under investigation. I want to be very clear here and very direct. The president has not been and is not under investigation. I want to be very clear about this. The president is not and has not been under investigation. No, the president's not under investigation, has not been.
When it fly high like a bird up in the sky, fly high. I've got a story, ain't got no morrow. Let the bad guy win every once in a while. I've got a story, ain't got no morrow. Let the bad guy win every once in a while. When it goes round and
the president said, I am being investigated in a tweet. You're saying that the president, when he said that, was not accurate.
No, the president wasn't. It was 141 characters. There's a limitation on Twitter, as we all know.
When it fly high like a bird up in the sky. When it go round in circles.
And now he's being investigated by the Department of Justice, because the special counsel under the special counsel regulations reports still to the Department of Justice, not an independent counsel. So he's being investigated for taking the action that the Attorney General and Deputy Attorney General recommended him to take by the agency who recommended the termination.
You stated some facts. First of all, you've now said that he is being investigated after saying that you didn't.
No.
You just said,
no,
sir,
not being
that
investigated.
You just said that he's being investigated.
No, Chris, I said that the anything. Let me be crystal clear so you completely understand. We have not received, nor are we aware of any investigation of the President of the United States.
Sir, you just said
period.
Two times that he's being investigated.
No. The context of the tweet, I just gave you the legal theory, Chris, of how the Constitution works. If, in fact, it was correct that the President was being investigated, he would be investigating for taking action that an agency told him to take.
Fly high like a bird up in the sky. I gotta dance, ain't got no steps, no. I'm gonna let the music move me around. I've gotta dance, I ain't got no steps. I'm gonna let the music move me around. When I go around and circle.
And now he's being investigated. So he's being investigated.
When it fly high like a bird up in the sky. When it go round in circles.
And now he's being investigated.
You've now said that he is being investigated after saying that you didn't.
No. So he's being investigated.
When it fly high like a bird up in the sky.
The president is not under investigation by the special counsel. So he's being investigated.
Well,
the president is not under investigation by the special counsel.
Well,
so he's being investigated.
Well,
that's the president's personal lawyer. He's saying that nobody has ever notified the president that he's under investigation.
When he fly high like a bird up in the sky.
And now he's being investigated. I want to be very clear about this. The president is not and has not been under investigation.
When it fly high like a bird up in the sky. I've got a song, I ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friends. I've got a song, I ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friends.
Rosenstein is the man who Trump said told Trump to fire the FBI director in a letter that Trump asked him to write.
Like
regardless of recommendation, I was going to fire Comey. I decided to just do it. I said to myself, I said, you know, this Russia thing with Trump and Russia is a made-up story.
Let it fly high like a bird up in the sky. Ah! Let it fly high like a bird up in the sky. Let it go down in circles.
Let me be very clear here, as it has been since the beginning.
Yeah.
The president is not and has not been under investigation for obstruction. It's that simple. The president is not under investigation. Now he's being investigated by the Department of Justice because the special counsel under the special counsel regulations reports still to the Department of Justice, not an independent counsel. So he's being investigated for taking the action that the Attorney General and Deputy Attorney General recommended him to take by the agency who recommended the termination.
You just said that he's being investigated.
No, Chris, I said that the let me be crystal clear so you completely understand. We have not received, nor are we aware of any investigation of the President of the United States.
Sir, you just said two times that he's being investigated.
No. The context of the tweet, I just gave you the legal theory, Chris, of how the Constitution works.
Let it fly high like a bird up in the sky. Woo!
The special counsel is investigating Donald Trump, as we and others have reported, is investigating the question of whether Donald Trump obstructed justice. That is just one aspect of his sprawling investigation. And to be clear about something else, that investigation is really much more significant than the three congressional investigations, though they're important. But Robert Mueller is the only one who can command grand juries, who can command the full resources of the U.S. intelligence community to get information abroad. And he is looking at, and the FBI is looking at, this whole question of Russia collusion. He's looking at whether U.S. persons, whether Americans helped the Russians interfere in the election. And as part of that is looking at the business transactions of some Trump associates, including Paul Manafort, Michael Flynn, and Jared Kushner. Now, the House and Senate Intelligence Committees are also conducting separate investigations, and their main role is to bring information before the public. They're holding public hearings, in fact, this week, both in the House and the Senate. The Senate is going to look at this question of what is the Trump administration doing right now to protect the next election against the next Russian hack. And then the final investigation, the fourth one, is the Senate Judiciary Committee has expressed interest in investigating obstruction of justice, the firing of FBI Director James Comey, and also the conduct of Loretta Lynch, the former Attorney General, over her handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation guide.
The president's tweets speak for themselves. The president's tweet speaks very clearly for itself. The president's tweets stand for themselves. The tweet speaks for itself. The tweet speaks for itself. His tweets do speak for themselves.
Sir, I think we need common sense protections from old tweets.
Background checks at a minimum.
Oh, I mean, the only way to protect from a bad guy with an old tweet is a good guy with a new tweet.
Get back, Jack, because I'm doing it again.
I mean, just the other day, you accused Qatar of being a terrorist nation. And then,
I hate Qatar.
And then the next day, you sold them $12 billion in weapons.
I love Qatar.
I know.
I hate them, then I love them.
I mean, that just the other day, you say, like, Islam is in war with us, and then you went to Saudi Arabia, and you took their money.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Exactly.
How do you do it?
I'll tell you, by having absolutely no moral center whatsoever. It works great. It's really great. It's great. Amazing.
People are laughing at us.
The world is laughing at us.
It's all over the world, they're laughing at us.
Everybody's laughing at us.
Everyone's laughing at us.
How stupid are we?
The world is laughing at us, folks. The whole world is laughing at us.
The world is laughing.
Our country is a laughing stock all over the world.
They're laughing at this. That's what's going on in our country.
We don't want other leaders and other countries laughing at us anymore, and they won't be. They won't be.
And our country is a laughing stock all over the world.
I started a joke.
I want to build the wall.
Bitch started the whole world. crying, but I didn't see that the joke was on me. Oh no, I started to cry.
System is rigged.
Which started the whole world laughing.
The crooked media.
Oh, if I'd only see that the joke was on me.
Grab him by the pussy.
Till I finally died.
And I'm doing fine in the moment.
Which started the whole world living. Oh, if I'd only seen.
Oh, that's an elephant costume.
That the joke was on me. Oh, no. That the joke was on me.
Our country is a laughing stock. All over the world, they're laughing.
That Donald and I, we are winning and winning in the long. We are winning so much. We are winning like we have never won before.
We have many things to discuss. We're going to spend quite a bit of time today. Panama Canal is doing quite well. I think we did a good job building it, right?
Yeah.
We did a very good job.
And in fact, I did most of the digging myself. See, there we go, just like that.
Remember when Donald Trump said he would give up tweeting when he became president?
That was funny. That was a good one.
The president woke up bright and early this morning, the day after what had to be his worst birthday ever. He woke up, walked down the hall of Melania's bedroom. The door was locked, so he went downstairs, punched Sean Spicer in the stomach, wrestled the phone out of his little pink hands, and tweeted about this special investigation into him. You know, yesterday we learned that the president is being investigated by a special counsel led by Robert Mueller for possible obstruction of justice. So this morning at 7:57 a.m., Trump tweeted, "You are witnessing the single greatest witch hunt in American political history, led by some very bad and conflicted people. Hashtag MAGA." He's even making witch hunts great again. I don't know. I don't think witches play golf every weekend. You know, the way we'll know Trump is a witch is when the White House falls on top of him. That, and we see his feet curl up.
A witch hunt.
Calling the investigations collectively a witch hunt.
A witch hunt.
It's a witch hunt.
A witch hunt.
A witch hunt.
I think it was the president referred to it as a witch hunt.
A witch hunt!
Not a witch!
May we burn,
huh? Who do you know she is a witch?
She looks like one.
Bring her forward.
I'm not a witch. I'm not a witch.
But you are dressed as one.
They dressed me up like this. And this isn't my nose. It's a false one.
Well, what we did do the nose.
The nose?
And the hat, but she's a witch.
Yeah.
Did you dress her up like this?
No! 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 No!
Yes, a bit.
She has got a wart.
What makes you think she's a witch?
Oh, she turned me into a newt.
A newt?
Got better.
Let's just note that the idea that he's not under investigation sort of fights the claim that there's a witch hunt. You have the torches, right?
Would you like another contribution?
And they're running through, the Puritans are running through the woods of Massachusetts looking for witches, or they're not. So how do you have a witch hunt without an actual witch? The witch went on TV and said, hey, Lester, I am a witch.
Yeah. Oh.
I weigh more than that sack of feathers.
Those fingers in my hair, that sly come hither stare, that strips my conscience bare, it's witchcraft.
The president got a lawyer, the vice president just got a lawyer yesterday, the president's own lawyer, outside lawyer, Michael Cohen, just got a lawyer.
Donald Trump's lawyer has gotten a lawyer.
Follow up on Steve's question on Russian sanctions. Just very plainly, a yes or no answer. Does President Trump believe that the Russian government interfered in the 2016 elections?
I think I have not sat down and talked to him about that specific thing. Obviously, we've been dealing with a lot of other issues today. I'd be glad to touch base.
Generally speaking, I mean, this conversation about Russian interference in our elections, there's 16 intelligence agencies that say that they did. The former FBI director said that without a doubt the Russians interfered.
I understand. I've seen the reports.
Does the president share those views?
I have not sat down and asked him about his specific reaction to him, so I'd be glad to touch base and get back to you.
Did Russia interfere into the election in 2016? It is June 20th. President Trump has been President Trump since January 20th. Sean Spicer was just asked by a reporter if the president believes that Russia interfered in our election. Sean Spicer said he hasn't had a chance to talk to the president about it.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.